Good morning, everybody. How are you today? Let us pray before we read the Bible. Dear Father in heaven, thank you that this morning we can come to your house and pray together. Before we start everything, we want to hear the word of God. We want to hear your voice. Please open our heart, not only listen, but we can do what you want to do. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let us open 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We read from verse 10 to 16. Is there anyone want to read for me? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 10 to 16. Thank you. This few weeks in FEBE Indonesian Fellowship, when we have Bible study, we learn First of Corinthians. Anybody already read all this letter? Already. And what is the big idea in this book? One of the big idea of this book, the Paul teach the Corinthians about the church. When I read this all chapter, then one thing I get it, I can say that one Christian is not a church. Because a church never singular. Because the church never built only by one person. The church must be more than one person. Because the church is a body of Christ. If we see our body, the body never only one part. For example, I take one hair, then I say, this is my body. No, the whole body from here to my feet. So I said, one Christian is not a church. A church must be more than one Christian. Why Paul taught this lesson to Corinthians? Because the church of Corinthians, they have many gifts. If we read chapter 12, 13, and 14, we can know that so many gifts at Church of Corinthians, but they don't live as a unity. Everybody live by their own. One part say, I am Paul, and then the other say, I am the follower of Peter, and the other say, I am the follower of Apostle. So they don't live unity as a church. Because of that, Paul warned Corinthians people know what is the essence of a church. A church never one. A church always unity. Because of that, Paul wrote this letter. And Paul warned every Corinthian people understand what is the meaning of the church. I think today we must know also what is the meaning of the church. Because Solomon Porch, is a growing church. If we grow up bigger and bigger, if we don't know what is the essence of the church, one day this church can be split by many parts. So let us see. On verse 10, Paul said, according to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have to lay the foundation and another build on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. Paul said he is a wise master builder, not because of his own, but because of the grace of God. Sometimes I always talk to myself, are you a pastor? Really? Is that what you want? If we can choose, then I don't want to be a pastor. Many people told me, you are not a pastor. You look like a businessman like that. So from kid, teenager, and then before leave hometown, go to Bible study, I already doing some business. If I can choose, then I want to be a businessman. But God called me as a pastor. Then I must say, this is by the grace of God. So, same with Paul. Before his apostle, he was a persecutor of Christians. But by the grace of God, God called Paul to be apostle. So Paul said, by the grace of God. And then he called himself a wise master builder. So what kind of building that he was built? If we read at verse 16, we can see that this building is a temple of God. So Paul built a building that we call temple of God. And then the temple of God is all believer. If Paul said the temple of God is all believer, that means one believer is not a temple of God. Because when we saw a building, we can see so many parts in one building. When my son was kid, he liked to play Lego. You know Lego? Yeah. If he has free time, he put all his Lego and then throw away, and then he connect one Lego to another Lego. After 1 hour, then we can see there is a building. Before that, one part of Lego is not a building, but 100 part became one building. That is why I want to say to you that one gifted believer is not a temple of God. One gifted believer is not a beautiful temple, but 100 gifted believer in a hand of a master builder became a beautiful God temple. Amen. Today, we have more 100 people in Solomon Port. We want this 100 gifted believer became a beautiful temple of God. This is number one. Number two, we see verse 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Beautiful and strong temple of God must be based on Christ. Christ is our foundation of temple of God. Hong Kong building is very high. when we saw some people build a building, they spend a lot of time for the foundation. For example, next to a two building, they still make the foundation. MRT station for Kennedy Town, they still make a foundation. Foundation can 2 or 3 years for make the foundation, but after that 1 year finish the building. Foundation is very important. And I want to tell you that our foundation is Christ. Christ is the foundation of our temple. If Christ is the foundation of our building, so we are the building. What does it mean?
Here the foundation. People cannot see anything in this foundation. Can you see this foundation building? Cannot. People can see the foundation after there's a building. So Christ chose us to show the world who He is through us. You get it? So Christ made the foundation, and after that, He wants us to show the world who He is through this building.
This is a privileged calling. Who we are, that Christ wants to use us to show Himself through this building. So I want to tell you that the church is representative Christ. Now Christ in heaven, and then He called us to show to the world who He is through the church. Number 3, let us see chapter 12. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with God, with gold, and then silver, precious stone, wood, high straw, each one work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he was built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone walk in burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Every believer who joins in building God's temple must have good motivation, sincere. We must know that our God is the holy God. He doesn't allow any sin in this temple. If we open Old Testament, we can see that people who walk in tabernacle of meeting must be holy. You can read in the book of Leviticus. For example, Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1 to 3. Nadab and Abihu, they died before the Lord. Why? Because they do something wrong. And then remember, King of David want to build temple of God. But God cannot use King of David. Why? Because King of David's hand full of blood. And then God chose Solomon to do this work. When Peter and the other disciple show Jesus' transfiguration, and then Peter said, let us build 3 tabernacles, one for Jesus, and then two for Elijah and Moses. And then from the heaven there sound, this is my son to whom I will be pleased. Peter cannot build this tabernacle. But now, you know, you are the temple of God. God give you big privilege. Because of that, we must use this privilege to do something good. When we join to build God's temple, we must ask ourselves, what is our motivation? Because many people join the work of God, they don't keep their life holy. I still remember one sentence in Mandarin. You can understand Mandarin? Yeah. Pastor Nathaniel Cho from Bread of Life, Taiwan, said like this. 我们做属灵的工作，但是如果我们没有属灵，我们要怎么样做？ We are doing spiritual work. If our spiritual is not good, how we can do it like that? So when we join to build the temple of God, make sure that you already keep your life. Some people on Sunday very holy, but after Sunday, they don't have any good example. In Bahasa Indonesia, I teach you two sentences. Bahasa Indonesia. Holy Spirit, we call Roh Kudus. Follow me. Holy Spirit, Roh Kudus. And then horse, you know horse? Horse in Bahasa Indonesia, kuda. Kuda. So Kudus and kuda almost similar. Yeah? And then the third one is kudis. Kudis is a kind of disease. Kudis. So people always say, Sunday lead by Holy Spirit, Roh Kudus. But Monday to Saturday lead by Roh Kuda. You get it? Sunday lead by Roh Kudus, Holy Spirit. But Monday to Saturday lead by Roh Kuda. Horse spirit. You know a horse must close the eyes, otherwise very, very cannot control. What kind of spirit that control your life? If you control by Holy Spirit, then you keep your life holy and you join. Because why? Because the Bible said, if we do not take care of this kind, then one day, all lost. Because every work that we have done is tasted by God. This is number four. Number three. And then number five. Number four. Verse 16. Do not you know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Christ is the foundation. Church is the building. If church is the building, that means God wants to stay at this building. God wants to stay at this building. That means God wants to stay with us. The real church is the church that people can see God in it. I repeat again, the real church is the church that people can see God in that church. Amen? Because we are the temple of God. God wants to stay at this temple. So the real, you cannot say to other, oh, come here, in my church there is a God. You don't need to say like that. People can see God through our church. Because of that, God give the church the gift. For example, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If we live by love, so people know there is a God in this place. If we use our prophecy, let us open 1 Corinthians 14. Fourteen twenty-four. by if all prophesy, and an unbeliever or ununiformed person comes in, he is confirmed by all, and he is confirmed by all, and those the secret of his heart are revealed, and so falling down of his face, and he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. True prophesy. We can do anything to show people, unbeliever, that there is God here through ourselves, because we are the temple of God. God wants to stay with us. This is four teaching about the church. Number one, that one Christian is not a church. Number two, the church foundation must be Christ. Number three, every believer who joins in building God's temple must have good motivation. And number four, the real church is the church that people can show God through the church. Amen. Let us use some time to meditate this verse and ask to ourselves, am I really good part of temple of God?
Power.
You see this song? One more, Ken. No. Yes. I look up to the sky and say, you are beautiful. Why we don't change? I look up to see you and me, that God is beautiful. Amen. If there is God in you, then why, when I saw you, I see everybody, then I say God is beautiful. Amen. Sometimes we like to see God, but we don't like to see our sister in Christ. We hate them so much. Why? We cannot see God in that life. Now I want you change. I look up to you and me, and I said, God is beautiful. Let us pray. We pray that every Solomon Pots member, when people see them, they can say, God is beautiful. Lord Jesus, we want everybody, when see Solomon Port people, they can see God through us. They can praise the Lord. They can say, thank you, God, you already chose Solomon Port member to show you to me. And we pray that you always renew our heart, our life, our lifestyle to be same with you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We must always pray for our pastor, Pastor Samuel Song, because God already chose him to be a master builder for us. We pray that God give him wisdom, ability, and everything that he can lead us join together to build a beautiful temple for God. Pray for him. Pray for his family. Pray for his preaching, so we can be encouraged for all people. I know most of you love this church. I invite one or two of you who want to lead us in prayer. What God asks you to pray this morning, you pray. Pray for this church. Two person lead us in prayer. You pray for this church. You know more than me about this church. You know what is the strong of this church, what is the weakness of this church. You pray. Two people, lead us in prayer. Thank you.
Father, we just come together and lift up Pastor Sam's family to you in Macau right now. Lord, I just pray that your presence would be with them, Lord. Lord, I pray for a clearer vision for him and the church, Father. Lift up all the leaders of this church, Father. The house church leaders, our pastoral staff. Father, everyone is serving in different capacity. Lord, I pray that you'll give them a heart who's serving out of their love for you, Lord, and nothing else, Lord. We just want to lift up all the house churches that are meeting tonight. Lord, I just pray for the house church leader. Lord, you use them mightily and anoint them, Father God. And I pray that they'll speak truth, Father, to people in their house church group. Father, I pray that they'll have a good time of fellowship. They'll come to know you and worship you together and get to know you more, Father. We just want to thank you for that, Lord. Lord Father, I lift up the church building fund. Lord God, this vision that you have placed in our hearts, Father, that you have a church in mind for us, Lord, that you have a greater vision than what we see, and Lord, you have a greater plan, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you keep on depositing this plan into our hearts, Lord. I pray that you that we will be vessels which are willing to accept whatever plans that you give us, no matter how big they are, no matter how impossible they are and no matter how impossible it seems for those things to actually come about. Father, I pray, Lord, that we will persevere to the end, Lord. It's still just the beginning days, but Lord, whatever that end date is, you know, 2014, 15, whatever that is, Lord, time is not an issue in your world, Lord. Time is something that is only an issue in this world, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we will persevere to the end, Lord, that it's not something that we will give up on, Lord, but here we are, Lord. Our heart is to build your temple, your Lord. Our heart is to build your house, Lord, a place where we can come together and worship, Lord. And I pray against any tiredness. I pray against any weariness from giving up on this, Lord. Lord, already it feels as if people in SP are losing sight of the vision. I pray, Lord Father, for renewed vision, renewed hope, and renewed excitement in this project, Father. Lord, that we are all in this together. It does not fall into the laps of the leaders only, but Lord, this is a responsibility that all of our brothers and sisters shall partake in together, Father, that we will all carry this burden together, Lord, to the very end. So, Father, I pray, Lord, that you come, Lord, that you will renew this vision in our hearts, Lord, that you will renew the excitement, that we will pray this in, Lord, with, Lord, this being such a privilege that to pray in together, this is such a privilege for us to pour our funds into together, Lord. And I pray, Lord Father, for a renewed sense of unity in this, Father. Unity, Lord, and love of building the temple for our Most High God, Father. We lift this up to you, Lord. We lift this up. Fill up the bowls of prayer in heaven. Fill up the bowls, Father. And Lord, Father, may they overflow, Lord, and tip over, Lord, as this comes to pass. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And then the last one, pray for me. This Saturday, I will lead one seminar for Hong Kong churches. Hong Kong churches in western side of Hong Kong. We gather together. We want to talk about mission for Indonesian people. And I heard that this Saturday, maybe there's a big typhoon. If there's a big typhoon, then nobody can come, maybe cancel. Pray for this event. And also this Sunday, we have a graduation class for all people who join Evangelism Explosion Training. We pray for 15 FEBE members who join this class after graduate. They can be share the gospel to all people. Let us pray together. Bapa di dalam surga, kami mengucap syukur, terima kasih Bapa untuk kesempatan boleh bertua bersama Bapa. Tuhan, Kau tolong supaya hari Sabtu ini rencana untuk seminar boleh berjalan dengan baik Bapa. Mohon berdoa supaya semua acara yang sudah disiapkan tidak terputus Bapa. Tuhan, Kau tolong. Terima kasih Bapa. Bapa, hamba berdoa supaya angin itu bisa Kau alihkan. Jangan Kau bawa kemari Bapa. Tuhan, yang berdoa untuk hari Minggunya juga untuk 15 anggota VP yang sudah menyelesaikan Bapa, mereka akan EMB sudah, biar setelah ini mereka lebih giat dalam pelayanan pemberitaan Injil. Tuhan, Kau tolong. Terima kasih Bapa, terima kasih. Terpujilah namamu Bapa. Kami berdoa supaya Tuhan yang pimpin dan memberkati semuanya ini Bapa. Terima kasih Bapa, terima kasih. Kau pakai hamba untuk sama-sama melayani. Terima kasih Bapa. Lord Jesus, thank you for beautiful morning. We can learn more about the church. We pray that we can be a representative to the world. We can show you, we can tell the people there is a God in this place. After this, we will go for walking. We pray that you bless all of us. So when we walk, we also walk for you. When we walk, we can tell people who is God through our walking. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.